Anyway, I'm here with the guys from Groove Corporation. We have Uwe and Nacho. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning.
You can get a bit closer if you can. That would be marvellous. I know we're supposed to be socially distanced, but if we socially distance from the microphone, we can't hear you. So a little bit closer would be great. How are you doing, chaps? How are you?
Well, thanks, fine. Thanks for having us here.
No problem at all. It's a beautiful Saturday morning.
Enjoy to come. Also, we have great weather today.
Absolutely.
26 degrees. This is what the forecast says. So it's beautiful to be here, looking out and watching the sea. It's a great day.
It's a great day. And that's why we're all here, after all. Because me being a Brit, you see, from the north of England, as you can probably tell. Well, I don't know if you can tell by the accent or not. But I'm from the north of England, where it's permanently cold, grey skies, and it rains all the time. Yeah. Which is why I'm here. You are obviously from Germany?
Yeah, I come from the south part of Germany,
okay.
In the triangle between Switzerland and France.
Mm-hmm.
The city is called Karlsruhe.
Karlsruhe, yeah.
Stuttgart is the airport close by. So it's the warmest area of Germany.
It's not saying much, is it? Oh, it's the warmest part of the South Pole.
You're right.
Yeah, okay, great. Yeah. So what brings you to Mallorca, other than everything we've just mentioned, which is the beautiful island and the sunshine? What else brings you?
Well, the story starts long ago, because beside music, I love sailing. I'm a skipper, and I do this for, well, more than 40 years, and so I went everywhere with sailboats, and naturally I came to Balearic as well, chartering, obviously, not owning, chartering. And so I knew for a long time Mallorca very well, and I love Mallorca. It's a beautiful island, and same with Ibiza and of course Balearic. Well, I come from two worlds. In the first place, I'm an electric engineer, and I come from the automotive industry, which
right.
is my profession, but also for more than 40 years. I'm a music producer, because I had in my own company, I was lucky, the possibility to have a studio and producing people, and I did a lot. In late 90s, I worked for the cruise ship industry when they started looking for bands. There was a great demand. I worked with Carlos Santana when in the late 90s he had a big comeback with Supernatural.
I remember. Great album. Fantastic album.
And it was so successful that they were looking for a tribute band.
Mm-hmm.
And they came to me, because I was working for the cruise ship industry. I quite had the name there. And so I created a band which was called Santana Nuevo. It was a licensed band from Carlos himself.
All right.
And me, myself, I played the guitar. We were six guys. It was really serious with percussion and everything. And we toured in the whole of Europe right after Santana stopped his tour.
It's okay.
It was quite a good time.
You can't get Carlos Santana, get Uwe Santana. Next best thing. From the warmest part of Germany. Here we are, Uwe Santana.
You're right.
That's fantastic.
So all these things I did, and what happened in 2019, my wife and myself, he said, well, we want to move and live in Mallorca,
right.
because of our age also, and we said, well, we give up everything in Germany and we want to live here. So in 2019 we came here, we were looking for houses, and finally we found a house, and in 2020 in February, so last year, we bought a house in Santa Maria, which we live today. And the crazy thing was, we arrived here with our two dogs on the 13th of March, which was exactly the day when at 11 o'clock at night the lockdown.
Yeah,
so
blimey.
This is what happened. It was actually not so nice. So, and at that time, I came with my wife, and I didn't want to do anything but music, because it was a new stage in my life.
Yeah.
But then the lockdown came, and so I couldn't let go, and I grabbed the guitar and I said, well, I have to start something new, and this is the Groove Corporation. And so I was looking for musicians, and finally I got them all together, and today Nacho is with us. I love him. He's a great young guy from a university here. He will talk by himself what he's doing. So I did auditing, and I looked for high potential people in singing and playing and everything. And finally, I got them all together. And it's an international band. The drummer, Patrick, comes from Manchester. Leanne, the singer girl, comes from Yorkshire. Nacho comes from the mainland. He's Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And the bass player, he's German, Mark. He lives for more than 20 years here in Santani, and myself,
right.
German as well. So this is a real international band.
Yeah.
And in the first place, I started with cover songs, checking out the band. We went into a studio, we rented ourselves into a studio. And quickly I saw it's going to work. And then I decided, okay, this is great. I'm going to build again my own studio like I always had in Germany on my private property. And this we have today. It's really state of technology. We have everything there, so we don't have to go anywhere else. We
tremendous. Yeah, fantastic.
On the property. And when I started, well, I started composing again. And so the album... which is, the name is Out of the Dark. I was thinking about writing 10 songs. And this is more or less what I did up until now, and the album is finished. And well, it's all related to Mallorca.
Yeah.
Me, myself, I'm not in lyrics, I'm more on the musical side. But Leanne Green, I mean, she is, as I said, native English, and she took over the part of text writing, and mm-hmm. she did great, I have to say.
Yeah.
So for me, the melody came from her, the text came. We produced in our own studio, and it took us about 2 months, and
right.
then everything was finished. That's the story.
Fantastic. Good. And we will have plenty of tracks from you guys over the course of the next half hour or so, which is great. And Nacho, you are Spanish. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
My Spanish is dreadful, by the way. I've only been here now on and off for about 16 years, so I still haven't got round to anything more than buenos dias, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you need 16 more years to get into Spanish.
The problem that I have here, of course, with the Spanish language is that I understand Spanish pretty well now, yeah. of course, because I hear a lot, but I don't get the opportunity to speak. And, of course, I will go into a restaurant or a bar, and I'll say, hola, buenos dias, and they will say back to me, yes, hello, well, how can we help you? And they say their English is much better than my Spanish, of course. So I feel about this big then, you see, and then decide I'll default back to English, which is the lazy English way, of course. Anyway, welcome, Nacho. Whereabouts in Spain are you from?
I'm from a city which is called Valladolid, mm-hmm. and it's north of Madrid, 2 hours driving from Madrid.
Okay.
In the mainland, is belongs to a region called Castilla León, mm-hmm. which is really cold region.
Yeah.
So that's also one of the reasons I'm here as yeah. well.
We're all little heat seekers, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's nice and cozy here.
Of course. And did you study music here? I think you said you were
Yeah, yeah. I came here 4 years ago, almost 4 years ago, and started studying jazz mm-hmm. here in Mallorca. And yeah, but before that I had studied music back in my hometown as well.
Yeah.
And before heading myself directly to the professional music world, I was doing something else. And suddenly I just said, okay, I'm just going to go for music from now on.
Yep.
So I, you know, changed my life and just went there because, you know, I love music.
What a great story, great mm-hmm. idea. Well, we'll talk about a bit more about music and your influences and things that you're interested in, and about the sort of music that you play and the instruments that you play and that sort of thing. About time we have a tune, though, I think. What do you think? We'll have this one from you guys. This is Viva La Vida. Is there a story behind this, Uwe, or are we just going to play it?
Well, to put it short, Viva La Vida is a song. We all already made a video. We will do another video for this song. And the idea of this song is really doing a bit of advertising in this difficult time for Mallorca, because the whole idea when I wrote the song was like the name of the album is Out of the Dark. It's Out of the Dark into the Sun. And Viva La Vida, Mallorca, the text and the music, as we will hear now, my idea was positive vibration into a better future.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, this is Groove Corporation, Vida. La vida! Enjoy!
Viva la vida, Mallorca!
Vida la viva! Mallorca! From the Groove Corporation. And I've got the guys here. I've got Uwe and Nacho from the band here with me this morning. Quick shout out to Kev from Southend. Kev says, Mr. T, it's not a good day here. It's a bit of rain, is an understatement. Yeah, well, we've got sunshine, mate, and I'm sorry you can't come. He says, the real feel might hit 12 degrees. Goodness me, I might go and sit in a fridge if I want to feel like that. Anyway, sorry about that, Kev. Sorry it's raining over there, mate. You can't come over here. Not rubbing it in or anything. Anyway, back to Groove Corporation. We'll be here with the guys, with Uwe and with Nacho. And we were talking about the fact that, Nacho, you came over here to study music, and then you guys got involved, obviously, together with some other musicians, have this international idea behind the band. So let's talk about some influences then, shall we? Musical influences. That's what musicians talk about, isn't it? Musical influences. I was in a band years ago, you know.
You were?
Yeah, I was, yeah. I was in a covers band.
Right.
Yeah, and we...
You played instrument or you're singing? Right?
Both, actually, yeah. I played the guitar and I sang and I played...
Classical, singing and playing, that's great.
Yeah, it was good fun. But we were sort of a pub covers band, you know, so we'd go... Those in the day, years ago, when you went into a pub in the UK and there was always a band in the corner smashing it out.
Yeah,
that's what I did. I did that for a couple of years and it was great. And I thought, I better get a proper job, really, so I went off and did something else. My influences were the sort of music we played, which was sort of rock, guitar-based rock, you know, that sort of stuff. It was all very U2 at the time and Simple Minds and stuff like that.
The Pogues, too.
The Pogues?
Yeah, that kind of music as well.
A little, maybe, yeah.
More British,
bit,
yeah.
Bit, very British, very British music. Well, a little bit of Americana thrown in as well. You know, a little bit of ZZ Top and Springsteen and that sort of stuff. But that was me. That was a long, long time ago. What about you guys, then? Tell me about your musical influences, the thing that steered you to where you are now with Groove Corporation.
Well, first time I played in a band was in my hometown. That was maybe 10 years ago. I started playing this, getting out of classical music, which I started with playing saxophone, and with a blues band called La Brocha Blues.
Mm-hmm.
It was a crazy band. And from there, I started liking blues, liking funk, liking disco, liking jazz as well.
Yep.
Right. And right now, I'm involved in a project where we do some funk, some soul. It's called The Perdidos al Trio. And we've been playing concerts and gigs for 5 years now.
Right.
And we like funk, soul, Michael Jackson, we like Stevie Wonder, we get influences from that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we mostly do our original songs based on this kind of music.
Oh, tremendous, fantastic. And of course, the problem is, of course, that there haven't been many concerts to play in the last year or so, have they? It's all been closed down. And I'm guessing you guys are sort of hoping that when that all opens up again, that will get you out and you'll go out and gigging. Is that an ambition for the band?
Yeah, I mean, this is the idea because when I started the Groove Corporation, I thought it's good to use the time when it's not possible to play. And also, I saw the situation with musicians where they couldn't play. So this was the basic idea, to use this time and to set up the whole thing. And interesting what you said, because the Groove Corporation is on both sides. My idea was, on the one hand side, to have original stuff, which I write and wrote, but yet at the same time to have cover songs. And the project we just finished 2-3 days ago, and everybody can see it on the website. The website is groove-corporation.com, and you can see that the new project after album Out of the Dark is called Groove Songs Discovered by the Groove Corporation. And we recorded 25 songs, as I said, we just recently finished them 2-3 days ago. And what we did here was, from the 70s and from the 80s, only number one hits, and to rearrange them and record them.
Yep.
And, so this was the idea. So coming back to your question, the idea is, once things become better and it's possible to play, to have, on the one hand side, cover songs, but in the Groove Corporation style, and original stuff as well. This is the idea, and playing live, sure, once it's possible, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. That's really, really good. Okay, shall we have another tune? Next one we got lined up is Song for Karen. Is there a Karen? Is there a story behind this?
Yeah. Well,
for sure.
Every song has a story.
Oh, well, we'll be finding that out as we go on then. So, Song for Karen. Who's Karen then?
Well, Karen is my wife.
Ah,
hello, Karen. She's going to listen now.
Good morning, Karen. How are you? I hope you're listening.
Good morning, Karen. Now, as I told the story before, we came here, my wife and myself, and... So this song is an homage on my wife, because this was the very first song I wrote, a song for Karen, this is the name, and this was the first song out of the 10 songs, and the lyrics is about the situation that more or less we left Germany and mm-hmm. came here and made the music for that. So this is a song for Karen, homage on my wife.
Okay, fantastic. There it is. Karen, if you're listening, this is for you. Song for Karen, Groove Corporation. And I'm here with Uwe and Nacho from Groove Corporation. And we're talking about their music, their influences, and Mallorca and what they're doing here. So, chaps, neither of you are native to Mallorca, of course. But you both came here for different reasons, I suppose. Since you've lived here, best and worst things about life in Mallorca. What do we think? I don't know what mine are.
You want to start?
Well, I'm going to
start with the best, really. Nice and positive.
And start. Not so positive.
No, nice and positive.
Sometimes.
Nice and positive.
Nice and positive. Not so positive.
No, nice and positive.
Nice and positive.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, of course, obviously, the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's always happy.
Yeah.
For some reason. Don't know why. You've got a lot of opportunities for music and also for any other thing you're doing. And well, I don't know, I've always feel really comfortable here. I've made friends. Mm-hmm. I've known people from all around the world.
Yeah.
Which is nice. You get to know people from different nationalities. You get to speak many languages, to learn them too. Mm-hmm. Also languages here, which there are two. Mm-hmm. You already have two. And yeah, that's the positive.
Fantastic.
Stuff.
Any little niggles about living in Mallorca? Any little things that you think, oh, if you could only change that?
See, I've always lived for almost my entire life in the middle of the mainland in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 400 kilometers in any direction to reach the sea. You know, you always see amazing big plains of land.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Mallorca, you're driving and suddenly, oh, you got the sea, you can't go any further. You know, sometimes if you're here too long, you feel a little bit, you know,
small.
Yeah. If you're here too long, if you come here for holidays.
Yeah, but what happens is, you see, as you live here, your mentality changes. You get what's called islanditis. That's what we call it in English.
Yeah,
which is where you suddenly go from, you know, thinking, well, back in the UK where I used to live, it used to take me maybe 15, 20 minutes to drive to the grocery store to buy a newspaper or buy a pint of milk. Now, I say to people, oh, you know, I live in Puerto Adriano, I work in Parma, it takes me about 20 minutes, and they go, oh, how far?
20
you go that far? Oh, my
kilometers.
Goodness. You can't walk or cycle? And they think I'm a bit weird for that, really.
Yeah.
I think that's, and I've got a bit like that now. I'm like, oh, maybe I should move because it's such a long way to go. It's not, of course. Uwe, what about you? What's the best thing for living here, do you think?
Well, for me, the absolutely best on this island is this multicultural lifestyle. You have a lot of nations here, and it's a very peaceful island, in my opinion. It's not a lot of criminal stuff.
Mm.
Because in my life, and because of my job in early days, I lived in South Africa, I lived in the US. So because of my job, I lived in a lot of countries. And what is very nice, it's a wonderful island, the climate is great, and the people are nice, and it's multicultural. And the second thing I love so much about this island, there are a lot of great restaurants. I mean, it's wonderful food, and it's, again, multicultural. You get everything from Japanese, Chinese, to Mallorquin in Spain and Italian. You get everything. And the third thing I love, because, as I said earlier, I'm a sailor, and I love the sea. So the one thing I did when we came here, we bought ourselves a boat as well. So we go to Alcudia on the boat and out on the sea. This is great thing. I mean, so what he is saying, I mean, it takes you 25 minutes to see the sea. I'm happy to see the sea.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, as a sailor myself, of course, I have every empathy with that. I completely get that. And of course, if you might not know, there's a traveler magazine called Condé Nast Traveler Magazine, and it's quite popular around the world. Condé Nast are a big publisher, and they voted Parma the best city in the world to live 2 years running only a few years ago, because of the things that we've been mentioning. So the weather's great, the people are happy, the way of life is good, the food is fantastic, the shopping's okay.
Yeah.
It's not so expensive.
A lot of shopping possibilities. I mean, when you go to Palma, you have all the big
shops. All the big stuff and all the little boutiques.
This is another thing. I mean,
and crime is low, and it's all of that sort of stuff. And
it's,
you know, it's clean and everything.
It's
beautiful.
It's a really safe place.
Hey, we're all in agreement with that then. That's good, that's fantastic. Right, time for another tune, chaps. We've got the next one on our list from Groove Corporation, No Puedo Más. So what's that about?
So this song is in Spanish and English text. This was another idea from me, because we are here in Mallorca, not only to have English text. And so here Nacho also comes in, because Leanne is obviously able to do English text, but we wanted to have Spanish as well. And this song has a little bit to do with my personal background. You asked earlier on my musical experience or ambitions in the past. I come very much from the Latin rock, Santana type of music, jazz type of thing. And this song, which we will hear now, is very much in this direction. It's like salsa, Cuban, Latin rock music.
Fantastic. Can't wait to hear it. I haven't heard this one. Okay, here we go. This is the salsa Latin sound. There you go. That's my DJ voice, by the way, of Groove Corporation and No Puedo Más. No Puedo Más, Groove Corporation. That was very Carlos Santana, wasn't it? And the guitar sound was very Santana-esque, which I thought would be quite difficult to achieve if you're not Carlos. But well done, that's fantastic. And we've had a message from a listener who says, Groove Corporation takes me back to the Lady Diana Beach Bar with a pina colada overlooking the beach. I can't wait to come back. There we go. It does have that feel, doesn't it, guys? Nice international vibey feel. Very summery sound. What are you going to do when the winter arrives? What are you going to do in winter? You've got this summer sound.
We're just going to sing the same, but, you know, with Santa hats.
With coats on. With gloves on, playing the sax with your gloves on. Fantastic. Okay, guys, so Groove Corporation are here. We've been chatting about their influences. We've been chatting about Mallorca, what you like and what you don't like about Mallorca. Ooh, he hasn't told us what he doesn't like about Mallorca yet. Nacho did. I think Nacho should leave, to be honest. He says, oh, well, you know, I run out of land. I just get to the sea and all you can see is the sea and it's beautiful and I don't like it. I want to go home again. I think that's what he said anyway, something like that. There we go. So we're going to go through the news in a minute. We'll have a further chat with the guys from Groove Corporation. They'll be back with us after the news, and we'll play some more of their tracks and that nice summery Mallorca international vibe, which is very reflective of the island, I think. And then later in the next hour, we're going to talk about Line of Duty. Are you a big watcher of Line of Duty? Did you watch all six series? I did. I know, how sad is that? And I binge-watched them almost one after the other. And then I got to the final episode and I was perched at the edge of my seat like most of you were. But were you disappointed by the ending? We'll be having a chat about that and a few other things. Guys, what do you do when you're not Groove Corporationing? Uwe, we know you're a sailor and we know you like sailing, and you've got a motorboat up in Alcudia.
Yeah, this is true. Well, it was because of my wife. I mean, but you're a sailor by yourself, and sailing can be quite rough. We enjoy that, but she said, well, she wants to take it easy a little bit more. And I must say it's so great because you can jump over to Menorca. You have a nice bay of Valencia, and it's beautiful bays. So the nice thing with it's a sea line, it's an English boat, and it's very nice to go in a bay and on anchor and to cook a little bit something and have a bottle of red wine. So this is not out on the rough sea sailing, which I love, but. So it's a compromise with my wife.
Yeah, fantastic. And the sailing around here, the waters around here are very varied, aren't they? So we've got an island of contrast, really. We've got the east coast, the little Calas, the south coast here with the bigger, and the big bays in the north of the island, the mountains down the west. And then, of course, as you say, we can trip across around the island. It's a fantastic place to go boating. Very good. Right. Well, we're going to get through to the news now. We'll be back straight after the news, and we'll be continuing our chat with Uwe and Nacho from Groove Corporation. We're back after this. Out of the Dark, Groove Corporation. And I'm here with the guys from Groove Corporation, well, at least two of them. I'm with Uwe and with Nacho, who are here, and we're talking about Groove Corporation and lots of other things as well. We're talking about what we do in our spare time. Well, if we have any. I guess you guys are spending your spare time with making music, I would imagine.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All the time. Every spare minute we have, we spend it on that.
Okay, and how is the process then? So, Uwe, you will write a track, or the band write together, or how does that work?
Well, as I said early on, there are two sides. There is the original stuff I wrote completely, all the melodies, and well, I'm not a serious composer. I never studied music like him. I mean, he is theoretically much better than me. So the way I work is I have a couple of harmonies in my head. We record the harmonies, and I play in a Santana style, the long notes, improvising over the chords, and try to find melodies. This is how I work.
Yep.
And then obviously lyrics comes in. So this is something I primarily did. Mm-hmm. On the other hand side, as I just said, we finished 25 cover songs, and. Here, I mean, we were working on the stuff as it is, And this we did together. I didn't say to Nacho how to play the saxophone, because I mean, you have a track, you structure the whole thing, and then you need a solo here and a little a leak here and fill in here. So this is more a band thing. So on the cover side is more on the band project, but on the original it was more from me composed. Yeah.
Okay, tremendous. And your choice of covers, is that your choice, or did the band choose together?
Well, I have a list here in front. As I said earlier on, people who are interested, it's groove-corporation.com. It's called Groove Songs, and 25 songs. And, well, just quickly go through the list, like Ain't No Sunshine, or it's Billie Jean, or it's Black Magic Woman, or Brick House, or Corazon Has Been Hard, or I Shot the Sheriff, I Would Survive, a lot of these. So the idea was, it's all number one hits in the 70s and 80s, and this is something I choosed more or less, because there's also another thing. You need to think, not every song is being playable in a band, because like we have a saxophone so you also have to think about the singer girl and the key she is singing on and on. So more or less I choose all the songs, but then we together worked on the songs in arranging and playing them.
Okay. Tremendous. Okay, good. So you mentioned earlier on that you play in the Carlos Santana style, which is something I particularly like, as it happens, and that you had a Santana, I suppose what you call a tribute act or something, a tribute band. And how did that come about? How did you get into being the official Carlos Santana tribute band?
This is a very... Well, I was first on stage in the age of 15. This is long ago. So I grew up with this Woodstock stuff. You know, you remember. I mean, this was Samba Party and Black Magic Woman and Jingo and all these songs. And I was inspired musically by two guys. It was Jimi Hendrix on the one hand side, who also played in Woodstock.
Of course.
And it was Carlos Santana. Totally different style on the one hand side. It was this crazy new type of playing blues. And on the other hand side, Latin rock. And both was totally new. Both at the time in 68 or 69, I don't know, it was totally new. And I was very much influenced by the Santana, and I was looking deeply in the technology, how to get that sound. And this has to do with the guitar, the VM. It's a lot of little things to get the sound. And me myself, I think I understand the sound. And then I worked a lot on that, so I'm able also to play it. This is true.
Fantastic. Yeah, and it's a very, very distinctive sound, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Santana sound.
Yeah.
Okay, tremendous. Well, we're going to have another track from Groove Corporation. This one's called Take My Time. There's a story behind everyone who he tells us. What's the story behind this one?
The story is just about to come. Take My Time is the only reggae song on the album Out of the Dark. Very similar to Viva La Vida Mallorca. The idea is a positive song about the upcoming summer season on the island, palm tree feeling and beach and drinking a cocktail. And here we are just planning to make a video, a serious music video. And the idea is to start with a production the next 2 to 3 weeks, because it's a great time to do that in May for video production. And so this song is a reggae song, beach feeling for the upcoming summer season in Mallorca.
Oh, fantastic. So this is called Take My Time. This will get you feeling like the beach, if nothing does. This is Groove Corporation.
The sound of the island across the world.
This is Radio 1 Mallorca.
And that was Groove Corporation. And so time to wrap up our time with the guys from Groove Corporation. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in. Nui and Nacho from the band. How do people get in touch if they want to find out more about Groove Corporation? There's a URL, groove-corporation.com, I think is how they find you. How else can they find you? You've got like YouTube or Instagram or stuff like that?
Yeah, we have, as you just said, we have groove-corporation.com. We have obviously a YouTube channel, and we have Instagram, we have Facebook, so we have all these social media channels. And maybe one thing is also interesting, on Facebook we do a lot of making of in the studio, like when we produce in the last couple of weeks, we had a guy coming in with a video camera. because we think it's very interesting for people also to see into a look into a studio. They only hear the music, but it's interesting to see the technology and it's
for sure.
videos and just to listen and to see how we work in the studio. And so here we did a lot, and we will do this in the future as well when we do more stuff that we do making offs. And here Facebook is perfect because it's an idol. Content for Facebook much better than on the website, let's say.
Brilliant. So we can find you on Facebook, we can find you online, we can find you pretty much everywhere, I guess, around. Yeah. And hopefully we'll find you playing in Mallorca Live at some point soon when it's
hopefully,
all allowed.
Hopefully. This is
fingers
what you're
crossed.
Looking for.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. You've made my Saturday morning very easy because I had somebody to talk to, which has been brilliant. Thank you for bringing the tracks with you. I've enjoyed listening to
those
too.
Thank you for inviting us.
No,
yeah,
you're very
thank
welcome.
You. Thank you for
and
inviting.
The very best of luck with Groove Corporation. That's Uwe and Nacho from Groove Corporation, everybody. Right, I'm going to play some Bob Marley because the reggae song got me in the mood for a bit of Bob Marley, Funk Star Deluxe. The sun is shining, and it is. It's beautiful out there. Get out and enjoy it.